This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live, right here from the Melbourne CBD, in the world's most livable city and the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio by streaming and, of course, via podcast. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, listeners and the SatMag team. Tass.
Good morning, Macca. How are you today?
Well, I'm a bit worried.
What are you worried about today, Macca?
One of the announcements this week was that Public Transport Victoria and VicRoads were going to be amalgamated.
Yes.
Now, both these organisations have a fine history of messing things up. VicRoads, right?
You're not starting on a rant already,
no,
mate.
VicRoads,
it's only 6 minutes past ten.
VicRoads, every time I drive under a sign, I think, is it going to fall on me? Every time I'm parked on one of their exit ramps or their entry ramps to the freeway, right, which the modelling might show is effective, but you know what? It actually increases pollution. And you know why? Because a car idling creates more emissions than a car that is moving. So long trails of cars, Public Transport Victoria, you know, seriously. And so, VicRoads getting together.
So for me, Macca, this is a little bit like Back to the Future in some respects, because once upon a time, PTV and VicRoads were a single entity.
I know, and that worked well.
It was called the Department of Transport and Roads.
Well.
And then, of course, somebody in their wisdom decided it was best to actually break up those entities because they provided a conflict of interest and that they should be doing their planning and needing to collaborate together. And, of course, that hasn't been a successful model, so we're going to go back to the old model and test that again.
It's like trying to combine Coles and Aldi.
Yeah, well, let's just see what happens.
Oh, it's going to be a disaster.
So have you had a good week?
I actually want to pay tribute to Tim Lennox.
Yes. Now, we are actually in the Tim Lennox studio.
I know, because Tim has had Joy's 25 years. Tim had been on air and part of the Joy News team for 24 of those years.
Led the Joy News
Led
team.
The,
he
yeah,
built the Joy
he
News
built,
team.
But he also used to read the news. And one of his most exciting days was when he co-read the news with Peter Hitchener.
Yes.
But the first time he did it, his microphone didn't work. So, yes, Tim, 24 years of service to the station. An extraordinary, extraordinary career you've done. The mentorship you provided to Joy members and newsreaders, who many of them have gone on to bigger and not necessarily better.
But bigger things,
nothing,
yes.
Nothing is better than us, really. But bigger things elsewhere in media. So thank you, Tim. Enjoy your retirement. He's retired a bit later than I have. But
he would be approaching the eighth decade?
I think so.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
Extraordinary. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah,
he's been a role
man.
Model and a mentor to so many people.
So thank you, Tim.
Hey, another acknowledgement, Macca. You know, the federal government announced yet another Royal Commission during the week.
Yep.
I have to say I'm a little bit tired about policy being developed as a result of Royal Commissions. It's a funny model. The only way that you can really accomplish change in the modern world is to have a Royal Commission. But that aside,
sorry, the one thing they do produce is evidence.
Yes.
And policy based on evidence, I know it's fairly novel in government, but evidence-based policy is the way we want to go.
Of course. However, the point of me raising this today is that one of our I would call one of our super guests,
yes.
Has been appointed to that commission, Rhonda Galbally. I'm really pleased that she's
part
of
that.
Despite
the fact she's been on the show, they've appointed her.
Well, my only disappointment is that she's not chairing the commission, but nevertheless, she will make a fantastic contribution, and I'm absolutely proud to say that she's a friend and she's been part of our journey here at Joy as well.
Now, quick one. Which election date do you think it'll be? The 11th or the 18th of May?
18th.
Because, you know, the 10th of May is Bill Shorten's birthday and the 12th of May is Scott Morrison's birthday.
Is that right?
So if it's the 11th, one of them will get a present, the other one, the cake will explode.
No, I think it'll be the 18th.
Yeah?
I think it's always planned to be the 18th. I can't see why it would be any earlier than that.
Does it matter?
I don't. Well, who knows? Who knows? The government seems to have had a bit of a lift in their spirits as a result of
dead cat bounce.
Macca.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.